Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Kyle Whittingham, Utah football coach, has had a long run of success in Salt Lake City. But there's some buzz this off season that doesn't have anything to do with football. NHL to Salt Lake City, whole bunch of talk about Major League Baseball. Here to talk about it, the great Bill Riley, ESPN 700, Salt Lake City, joining us. Let's start with hockey. Are you ready for hockey? Is your audience ready for hockey?
John, I am ready for hockey. I love hockey. I've always loved hockey. I haven't had enough bandwidth to watch regular season hockey in recent years, but I always make time for playoff hockey. And I've always said to people that haven't seen it, minor league hockey is great. But to see the NHL, you have to see it in person. It's the one sport, I think, that you really get the best appreciation for when you see it in person. And beginning in October, sports fans in Salt Lake and the state of Utah are going to have an NHL team.
So Salt Lake City gets the Coyotes out of Arizona. And, you know, how did that all come down? Did it come out of left field for you, or did you see it coming down the pipeline, and was it a long, drawn-out process?
No, it was not a long and drawn-out process. Now, about a year and a half ago, the guy that knows the Utah Jazz, a guy by the name of Ryan Smith, who's one of those many tech billionaires here in the state of Utah, bought the Jazz. His next big project, he loves hockey and wanted to bring, obviously he owns the Delta Center, wants to have two tenants. He was starting up a friendship with Gary Bettman about a year and a half ago. It was in Bettman's ear. Hey, when you guys look to expand, when the NHL looks to expand, Salt Lake City, we're ready to go. We want a franchise. We're growing, blah, blah, blah. So the plan from ownership here all along had been an expansion franchise. Well, about January or so, Gary Bettman reaches out to Ryan Smith and says, I know you want an expansion franchise, but things are going sideways badly in Arizona, and it's just not working in Arizona. Could you guys make it work? And, of course, any billionaire, what are they going to say? They want a hockey team. Of course we can make it work. They got their act together, and this thing came together, John, in about 6 weeks. Alex Morello, the owner of the Coyotes, is a moron. Anybody that's watched a press conference, he has no idea. He has no sense of self-awareness. He's made lots of money, so he's smart somewhere, but it's not in front of cameras, and it's not running a professional sports team. And it's not just Morello. They've had bad ownership in the desert for a long time. So basically, the NHL Board of Governors forces Morello to sell to Ryan Smith for $1.2 billion. Morello gets $1 billion. The rest of the NHL gets $200 million to divvy up. But the NHL lets Morello have a five-year window. If you can get your act together with an arena, with real estate, we'll give you an expansion franchise. But what Utah gets is a 28-year-old franchise that's had very little success in recent years. They've never reached the Stanley Cup, but they're loaded with young talent. They've got a GM who tore to the studs 3 years ago. At the NHL level, they've got young talent. At the minor league level, they've got young talent. And they've got a lot of cap room and a million draft picks. So as much as an expansion franchise would have been great, what Salt Lake City's getting is a franchise that might be one good offseason away from already being a playoff team.
Bill Riley with us. The name of the team, I noticed that the owner had trademarked 7 or 8 different names. And where is this headed?
Well, according to the owner, it's headed toward a bracket challenge where he's going to let the fans vote on the name. Now, John, you and I both love sports fans. You and I are both sports fans. My only hope is Ryan Smith approaches this like they do all-star voting. Let the fans have some say, but don't let the fans have all the say, because then you might get a name that just doesn't work. Somebody stuffs the ballot box. They get some bot that votes a million times. But what they're going to do is put 8 names, and they've trademarked a ton of names. For the first year, they're not going to do anything this year. They're going to kind of do what Washington did in football a couple of years ago, which I think is smart. Don't rush into something. Don't hurry something. Take the time. It's going to be the Utah Hockey Club for a year. which is great. You can buy a bunch of memorabilia, and it'll be collector's items in a year because it won't ever exist again. But they're going to take their time creating the logo, the mascot, the color scheme, and probably roll it out around Christmas time or the first of next year.
He has, or the club has, trademarked a bunch of names as Bill Riley, but 9 nicknames now have been trademarked. I had suggested the Ice Holes because I would love to see you know, broadcasters struggle with that. And also, I'm a little mad at Salt Lake City because they're doing everything Portland should be doing. Bill, Portland should be in the market for an NHL team. But the what is the difference between Portland and Salt Lake City by your view?
Well, again, you're closer to the Portland thing, but I read your stuff all the time, and I read the Oregonian too. It just feels like here, one, we don't have an absentee owner. Ryan Smith lives here, works here. He's a native Utahan. He's a huge sports fan. He's hands-on. It doesn't sound like the Blazers have a hands-on owner when it comes to the basketball side of things. Here, whether it's baseball or hockey, the local government, the state government, and business are all on the same page. They've already got the deal for the Delta Center, the renovation deal, and they're going to build a big downtown sports and entertainment district around the Delta Center after they renovate it. Same thing with the baseball park out just north of downtown, out by the Red Iguana and the Fair Park. They've already got the land set aside. The Miller family, who owned the Jazz for a long time, who run the AAA team here, are heading up the baseball efforts. They're flush with cash, $7 billion. They've invested in the West Side Redevelopment Project. They've run NBA and Major League and Baseball franchises. That's why, to me, again, and you correct me if I'm wrong, everything seems to be in order, and they've got all levels of government and business on the same page. From a distance, it doesn't look like Portland has that same thing, or they're not as far along.
True. Not as far along, not as evolved, not as focused. But I also think there's more political will and there's open arms there. Like, I think if you bring the thought of NHL to Portland or Major League Baseball to Portland up in a, you know, in a group of 20 people, you get some opposition here. You get people saying no tax dollars. Does that happen in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, a little bit. Now, you know, they get creative and fancy with tourism taxes and bonds and stuff like that. But yeah, I really don't think anywhere, unless you're the hardcore sports fan, anybody's necessarily in favor of giving billionaires more free money to make money that will go in their pockets. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Even the most ardent sports fan probably looks a little sideways at that. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to get local tax breaks on real estate, on infrastructure, and things like that. They're still ironing out the final details on the downtown district in the renovation, but Smith himself will be footing the bill for the renovation of the Delta Center.
Bill Riley with us, ESPN 700. The baseball team at the University of Utah, I never thought I'd be asking you this question, but yet there they are on top of the Pac-12 standings. Can they hang on there?
I don't know. I call the home games. We don't travel much on the road. Baseball's not huge here. They did, however, John, amazingly, find lightning in a bottle in 2016, and they won the Pac-12 in 2016 with a losing record overall. They had a winning record of the Pac-12, but a losing record overall. This team is different. Gary Henderson took over 3 years ago, and kind of like I was just talking about with the Phoenix Coyotes, he kind of tore it to the ground, and Gary's been a fantastic pitching coach at every stop. In fact, I think Gary was either at Oregon or Oregon State back in the day as a pitching coach up there. Anyway, head coach, he's built it. They've got good pitching. They've got good hitting. There's nobody elite, if that makes sense. They don't have a bunch of All-Americans except for their closer on the staff. But it's kind of the money ball version of college baseball. It's not like they're spending big NIL bucks like they would in the ACC or the SEC. But they've got a really good team. I don't think that they're quite good enough to win it, but I think they can stay in the top two or three and get an NCAA regional berth, which around here would be a huge deal.
He was the pitching coach at Oregon State when they won the College World Series in 06 and 07. So,
I know a little something.
There you go. A little baseball talk with Bill Riley. MLB, does the NHL victory Does it take any of the thunder, the momentum out of the MLB effort in Salt Lake City?
I don't think so, just simply because I don't think, I mean, if baseball was getting ready to announce expansion this year, maybe it would, but I don't think it is. They're still, honestly, they're still figuring out the Vegas A's thing, and then they're probably, they have to go back and vote upon it. I still think Major League Baseball is probably a year away from making a decision, because they still haven't announced publicly they're going to expand. We all know they're going to. And Nashville will get one of the franchises. Then it's Salt Lake, Portland, Charlotte, places like that. But I don't think it does. And somebody asked me the other day, does the NHL coming to town help or hurt baseball effort? And I don't think it does either. Because what baseball cares about is, okay, do you have a stadium deal? Do you have the land? Check, yes. Who's your ownership group? Do they have any experience? Do they have money? Do they know what they're doing? Check. They ran an NBA franchise for 40 years, and they run a AAA franchise now. Do they have the cash? Check. They sold the NBA team and all their car dealerships. They've got $7 billion in the bank. So I don't think baseball really cares about the NHL side of it, to be very fair. I think they care about who's going to run it. Do you have the stadium? Do you have the land? Do you have the backing? I think that's what they care about more than anything else.
Bill Riley, Salt Lake City, ESPN 700. Bill, Kyle Whittingham in the spring game, Cam Rising back out there. How good was it to see Cam Rising completing passes?
Well, I was lucky enough to get to some practices, and it was so funny. The vibe from last fall to this spring, just among the guys, there was just a different kind of energy. And you know that, John. I mean,
yeah.
Go back to the days where Dame Lillard's in the lineup versus when Dame Lillard's not in the lineup for the Blazers. There's a different kind of an energy. And there just was all spring long with Cam out there. Now, he didn't do a lot. He ran a couple of series in the spring game. The arm looks great. He told me that he feels actually better than he did from a strength standpoint in the leg and his arm, because he had a lot of time to work on the arm from before the injury. And, you know, they added a bunch of guys in the portal that are weapons. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, we always talk about Utah football, Kyle Whittingham, defense, run the ball, physicality. It wouldn't surprise me this year. You know, football coaches like to trust their best player. Well, Cam Rising's their best player. It wouldn't surprise me, because they don't have that one back like they sometimes do with a Zach Moss or somebody like that. It wouldn't surprise me to see Utah actually throw the ball around in the Big 12 this year a little bit more than they have before.
I'm picking Utah to win the Big 12, and I just don't think that you should discount the momentum, the experience of Cam Rising. A lot of I wrote that the other day, and a lot of Oklahoma State fans said, you know, we've got everybody back. You know, they have to come to Stillwater. And I'm like, yeah. I've seen Kyle Whittingham do this before. How tough was last season for the program? And how, you know, I know that they've had tremendous adversity, off-field adversity in this program. So it feels petty to say, you know, it was a really difficult psychological season. But it wasn't, by Utah's standards, an easy ride.
No, I mean, you had the uncertainty for the first half of the year. Is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back? And it was the same thing with tight end Brant Keithy, who's an all-conference player. But then you suffered losses. Your best linebacker, Lander Barton, goes down. One of your best defensive ends goes. They just had a ton of injuries last year. So as much as a couple of those back-to-back years where they won the Pac-12 and went to the Rose Bowl, they really didn't have a lot of in-season injuries. Now, obviously, Rising got hurt in both those Rose Bowls. But last year, it was almost like it kind of caught up to them a little bit. You know, you had those two or three good years where you guys stayed really healthy. Well, you know, the injury gods are going to get you this year, and it got them. And I think it wore them down a little bit. I don't think it got to the coaches, because when you coach for 20 years like Kyle Whittingham has, you know, sometimes you're just going to have that happen to you. They still won 8 games in a year where they didn't have their best offensive and best defensive player most of the year. So it was a tough year, but I think with the Big 12 on the horizon, there's no Oregon, there's no Washington, there's no SC in the Big 12. Utah, as you said, has a chance to step in. You know, the Oklahoma State fans can be angry. I don't even think they're the best returning team. I think Kansas State is the team that Utah is going to probably end up battling for the Big 12 title next year. But I just think having Rising back and loaded in the portal and recruiting really well, going into a new league and the expansion to the 12-team playoff, I think that's just created a lot of energy around this program this year.
All right. Give me an idea. What does Bill Riley do? You're hanging up the phone here. You're getting off this interview. Give us a glimpse into the life of a broadcaster.
I did my show, ran two errands. I just got home, made pasta salad for dinner because that's the guy I am.
Nice. It's
chilling in the refrigerator. And I'm going to go out and walk about 4 miles, come back, have a little pasta salad, and watch some NHL playoffs.
I love that. Look at you, hockey guy, Bill Riley. I love it. Love it. Have a good walk. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
There he goes, Bill Riley. And, you know, I do think, you know, they may beg to differ, all the names that they're coming up, you know, for this hockey team. They're trademarking, you know, a bunch of different names to try to get. You know, they have the Blizzard and the Fury and the Ice, the Mammoth, the Outlaws, the Venom. I do support the name Ice Holes. You know, the Salt Lake City Ice Holes. Got to be careful with it, but I'm mad at Salt Lake City because, you know, I don't mean that in a serious way, but Salt Lake City's doing what Portland should do. It's making big plans. It's got an owner who's luring in an NHL team. Gary Bettman knew he was in trouble with the Coyotes and didn't have support in Phoenix, couldn't move him outside of Phoenix, and said, what do I do with this team? All right, who's ready? Who's got open arms? Salt Lake City. Man, big splash coming up.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.